My brothers and sisters, how do you react when things don't go the way you expected them to go? Or when the plans that you made get totally thrown out of whack? It struck me like never before. I was reflecting upon our Blessed Mother this week, and from the moment of the Incarnation, her life for the rest of her life was not what she expected it would be. And you can think it's at first, Father, she would have been filled with joy, right? This woman who had sacrificed her maternity all of a sudden is going to be able to have a child, right? That's easy to embrace God's will when it's something our hearts desire. But immediately thereafter, Our Lady did not expect that Joseph would decide to divorce her quietly. That she would be woken in the middle of the night by her husband to flee to another country. That her son would be born in a manger. That she would have to worry that Joseph might not be able to provide because a carpenter was now living in a land of stonecutters. That she'd have to learn a new language. That she would not be able to listen to her son's preaching. That the crucifixion would be as gruesome as it was. And on and on and on. My brothers and sisters, how did Our Lady handle every single one of those moments? In the exact same way that she handled the revelation that she would bear God's Son. Let it be done to me according to your word. Heavenly Father, I don't want my own will in my life. I want your will. I want to be completely open to whatever you desire to do with me. This humble, joyful embrace of God's will always. I received a text message from my younger sister, Katie, on Wednesday of this week. Now, 9 months ago, Katie and her husband, Rich, and their family, they moved to Colorado. They have 3 kids. The oldest is 5. And about 4 months ago, they found out that they were pregnant again. So she's been pregnant. Yeah, 4 months ago, she found out she's pregnant again. So she sends me this text message a few days ago. And I'm no expert with ultrasound, right? But she sent me the image from the ultrasound. And I'm looking at this image. I go, gosh, that's really interesting. I didn't know that that's the way ultrasound worked. Because there was this, you could see the baby, the head and the body, and there was a mirror reflection on the other side. And then I get the next text. Right, we are expecting twins. And for me, I'm like, oh, awesome, that's great. You know, I'm going to have 2 more niece or nephews. And Katie's response when the doctor told her, she broke down crying. Right? Now she's going to have 5 kids, 6 and under, and the youngest are going to be twins. So she's thinking, okay, how am I going to do this? Right? Now, not to knock my sister in any way whatsoever, because I think most people would probably respond similarly. But I thought our Blessed Mother Mary would never respond in that way. No matter what God sent, she would say, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. I am all yours. My life is entirely yours. How often do we say, oh man, that's not what I expected to happen? Or somebody says that to us, you know, I hear it often in confession or in spiritual, you know, gosh, Father, you know, that happened and then everything went wrong. It's not what we expected, but it is what God expected. Actually, it's part of His plan. It's His will coming into our lives, not to mess things up, so that He can accomplish in and through them what He desires. It's not, man, everything went wrong from that point, but now everything can go right because God's will is inserting itself into our lives. My rector in the seminary, he used to say regularly, he would remind us that one day we're going to be priests, and he would say, when you go out in public and you're dressed in your clerics, it's like you're holding up a big sign that says, please come bother me. Now, I wouldn't use, you know, that expression, but he said, you know, and you got to be prepared for that. And it's so totally true. There are times where I'm like, man, I just wish I could wear something else. I want to be hidden. I have a buddy of mine, he's a religious, and so he wears a habit, so a long gown. Then he says there are times where he goes to the closet in the morning and he has this repulsion. He says, man, I just don't want to be recognized just for one day. So a few years ago, I'm getting on an airplane. And I just enter onto the plane. I'm going down the aisle. And this prayer arises in my heart. Lord, please don't let me sit by a talker. And I knew right away that that prayer was not from the Holy Spirit. Right? So this great act of the will, say, okay, Lord, not my will, right? But yours be done. I sit down, and immediately this guy next to me says, excuse me, are you a Catholic priest? Right? We talk for the next 4 hours, the entire flight. I received an email from him 3 weeks after that moment. And I didn't even remember giving him my name, but I must have at some point. And he says, Father, I so enjoyed our conversation. I've been away from the church for years. Would you mind if I started writing to you? And I thought, it's those moments, those unexpected moments, those unplanned for things where God is trying to accomplish His work in our lives if we're just simply open to it. And so often when those things happen, we go, oh man, you know, not now. I have plans, right? I don't want that. Just yesterday, I baptized a little baby down in Portola. And at the reception, a young woman comes up to me, probably a woman about my age. And we get to talking, and she was the rodeo queen of California her senior year of high school. So a cowgirl, she's still a cowgirl. And she started cheering me. She said, after I got out of high school, I fell away from the church during my years of college. And in my early 20s, I decided, you know what, I'm going to give it one more shot. And she said, I went to Mass for the first Sunday in years. And she said, I thought, okay, you know what, I have an upcoming event, rodeo event. God's going to bless me tremendously because I'm finally trying to respond to Him. The next day, she's riding her horse and breaks her leg. And says, really? Right? This is what I get. I'm coming back. So during the rodeo, she could not participate. And so she just simply helped the cowboys get ready for their events. And she's helping this one cowboy whom she'd never seen, to her surprise, because she did this often. And she thinks, gosh, he's a good looking guy. They get talking. By the end of the day, this cowboy says to her, you know, by any chance, are you Catholic? The last question she expected to hear. 2 days later, at the end of the rodeo, he says to her, you know, would you mind if I got your phone number? She decided she wasn't giving her phone number out anymore. She was done with guys. You know, she'd had some rough experiences. And he said, I leave town 2 days from now. And I know it's customary to at least wait 2 days before you call somebody. But I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want to see you again. As she's telling me the story, all of a sudden, here comes that cowboy out, followed by four little ones. And she said, Father, he was a devout Catholic, which is rare among, you know, cowboys. And it's the way God brought me fully back to Himself. I don't know where I would be right now if God had not allowed me to break my leg. My brothers and sisters, God wants to enter into our lives. And we have all sorts of plans. We have the way that we want things to go. And more often than not, that's not His way. And if we want to truly imitate Our Lady, it is being fully open. Lord, let Your will be done in every aspect of my life. And give me the grace to not reject You when You're trying to insert Yourself, because You know far better than I what is best for me. And it's in and through the grace of our Lord that we can always say yes, no matter what He sends.